In ninth grade, Anya Contreras had algebra first thing in the morning, right around 7:30. She's not a math person or a morning person, she says, so she had a little routine to get through class.
When I would hear my teacher's voice, like, muffled, because I knew that he was facing towards the board.
She'd close her eyes, let her head rest against the wall, and get a few seconds of precious sleep.
And then when I would hear his voice get louder, when he would turn around and I would feel like he was facing toward me, I would wake up.
Contreras graduated this spring from New World School of the Arts, a magnet school where she studied painting. Kids come from all over Miami to go there. It's known as a demanding program. Lots of AP classes, after-hours rehearsals. And when she first visited in eighth grade, Contreras says the students warned her.
The thing that they tell you is that if you get in here, sleep is a fond memory. It's true. I don't think I've slept well for 4 years.
Contreras had to leave home by 6:15 every morning. But even if she hadn't gone to New World, she might still have kept the same hours. It's not unusual for Florida school buses to make their first pickups at 6 a.m. or even earlier. Multiply Anya Contreras by a few million, and you'll get an idea of the scale of sleeplessness in American high schools.
I'm not an expert, I'm just a dad.
Manny Ortega drives his 11th grader to school every morning. It's the father, though, who gets more sleep. He goes to bed by 9. His son Christian is up until 11 or 12. Even so,
I do suffer the waking up at 5 in the morning. I would love to wake up later.
Only a fraction of students say they get close to enough sleep, for a very basic reason. School is out of sync with the teenage biological clock.
Teenagers' brains and their hormonal systems go through a change during puberty.
Kyla Wallstrom is an expert on school policy and sleep. She teaches at the University of Minnesota.
That basically doesn't allow them to fall asleep until about 10:45 or 11 at night, and basically does not support their waking before 8 a.m.
Wallstrom is part of a chorus of researchers pushing for a later start for high schools. Sleep deprivation has been linked to tobacco and alcohol use among teens, and higher rates of depression and aggressive behavior. She says it's like when toddlers have a meltdown at the grocery store.
When you're 4, you have you cry and make noise. When you're a teenager and you don't get your way, you do other things that are much more subtle and more dangerous.
Districts that have shifted high school start times later in recent years have seen real benefits. Improved grades, fewer tardies and fights, and in one rural Wyoming district, a 70% drop in car crashes. On the other hand, there are lots of potential consequences to consider, starting with traffic congestion.
You put a drop in the pond and it ripples out and has many effects. That's why it has to be a community decision.
Start times for senior high schools have been about 7:15, 7:20 for a very, very long time in the school district.
That's Valtina Brown, Miami-Dade's deputy superintendent for operations.
Moving an organization this large in a very quick manner is difficult.
Lots of big districts stagger start times, so the same fleet of buses can transport elementary, middle, and high schoolers. Rearranging that might mean elementary schoolers have to get up at sunrise. Or it might create a childcare gap because parents or older siblings aren't home when school gets out. And, Brown says, there are athletics and after-school jobs to consider. But this question,
do you think Miami-Dade high school students are getting enough sleep?
Was answered with a long pause.
I think there is enough time for students to get enough sleep. Is that happening? That's another answer.
Representatives from Broward and Palm Beach schools couldn't remember any discussion about moving start times later. 2 years ago, Brown says Miami-Dade introduced a pilot program to let some students choose a later start time. Their high school principals have to opt in first. That program hasn't been popular enough to take it district-wide. Still, Brown says, we're looking at it. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.